Blog Talk Radio.
Ever since I was little, ever since I was little, it looked like fun. It was no coincidence I've come, and I can die when I'm done.
Crazy Radio. Yes, indeed. It's Indy night. It's Monday night. Cold night in North Carolina. So, you know, hope everybody is staying warm in all of this weather. But yes, it's Monday, Indy night on Crazy Radio. Tonight we have not one but two call-in guests. First up, we'll have J. Kale, hip-hop artist out of Houston, Texas. And then following him, we'll have Third Eyelidge. I hope I'm saying that right. he'll get me straight if I'm not. Out of the DMV area, Maryland, hip-hop artist and clothing designer. So he'll be coming to talk to us a little bit later after J. Kale. Oh, my God. Like, it's season three of Crazy Radio. And we have a lot of new exciting things going on at Crazy Radio. So I'm glad you all are back with me, okay? Make sure you are following us on Twitter, and that's Craze_Radio, and that's Craze with a K. The same on Instagram, Craze_Radio. The Facebook is Facebook.com/CrazeRadio, Craze with a K. So, yeah, go and grab your friends. Let them know we got some good independent, unsigned, underground hip-hop music tonight on Craze Radio for Indy Night. We have two guests calling in, and we're going to actually get into the first song we're going to play tonight is from one of the guests, J. Kale, and this is Rider's Ambition. This is actually from last year when he was here. We dropped this for him, so we're going to go ahead and get into this, and we'll be back with our guests.
Heaven's to Megatron, the others.
Hey, this is something you can vibe to. Hey, this is something you can ride to. In the middle, we stay calm, we just drop bombs. Yeah, you know where we from. Huh? This is something you can vibe to. Hey, this is something you can ride to. In the middle, we stay calm, we just drop bombs. Yeah, you know where we from. Huh?
Yeah. J. Kale.
I don't do gang signs, I don't do colors. I don't have BFFs, I just have brothers. I just keep it real, I don't do the lame. I'm in a different world, so I link with Dwayne. I can't complain about the life I was given. Strive for a Jordan, but I settle for a Pippin. Either way you look at it, it's still six rings. I'm lacing on my soles and kicks with six strings, 16. I spit them out till I vomit. Catch me in the galaxy with shooting stars and comets. Back to back. Word to Cheryl Swoop. A room full of niggas talking like a parakeet. But I don't pay no mind, I just tend to doubt. I don't sip the syrup, but I'm sick without the cough. West now flow, please, I'm trying to bite the bars. Get your own style, don't be worried about odds and
hey, it ain't just something you can ride to. Look, it ain't just something you can vibe to. In the middle, we say calm, we just drop bombs. Yeah, you know where we from. Hey, look, it ain't just something you can ride to. Look, it ain't just something you can vibe to. In the middle, we say calm, we just drop bombs. Yeah, you know where we from. Hey.
Hey, look, so, we take it back to we was sitting on that Porsche shit, me and Pop talking, trying to plan a vision, a lot of people dream, but do you live in it, and do you paint vivid, fuck the fame, man, I wanna put my heart in it, you ever heard of passion, school in the morning, young homie still at it, I remember hearing Stillmatic, fuck average, I'm trying to make this shit happen, pain free, grab the Viking in about the cabinet, niggas dying of thirst, I'm trying to make it work, flirting with success, niggas lead the earth, looking for the easy cash, probably snatch the
the purse. Probably made it worse, but you don't even think about it, huh? So I guess you really bought it, huh? Look, but I'm just trying to be I just want to be remembered.
Lord, please let them fly in on.
Hey, this is something you can vibe to. Hey, this is something you can ride to. In the middle, we stay calm, we just drop bombs. Yeah, you know where we from. Hey, love, and ain't this something you can ride to? Yeah, and ain't this something you can vibe to? In the middle, we stay calm, we just drop bombs. Yeah, you know where we from. Hey.
All right, y'all, that was J. Kale featuring Dwayne Jackson, I do believe. That's Dwayne Wavy on Twitter. Without further delay, I'm going to go ahead and bring J. Kale live on the air with me. J. Kale, what's happening?
Oh, it's good. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. Oh, my God, that was loud. That was loud. Okay. So, J. Kale, poet on the beat. Straight out of
what you
here? See, I'll be doing my research now. Straight out of Houston, Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
But born in Louisiana, right? You got that?
Louisiana. Yeah, I was born in North Louisiana, Monroe, to be specific.
Monroe, how far is that from like New Orleans?
Oh, that's like 5 hours away. Some people call Monroe, Arkansas, so far north.
Oh, okay. So it's like up by the state line, basically.
Yeah. I'm about the next biggest city is Shreveport. It's about an hour from Shreveport.
Okay. Well, it's all the same flavor. What you been up to since you was here last year?
Oh, man, I've been working on a lot of stuff. Man, it's the last time. I think we did a show South by Southwest we put together. I opened up for the internet from our future. Opened up for
the internet.
LLPs. Yeah.
Oh. Big day.
I did a show with Joel Ortiz. I did a show with my classmate, D1, who just signed his major record deal this year. Okay. And then working on this new project, Muddy Melodies.
Okay, Muddy Melodies. Now, because Muddy Melodies is dropping, well, it dropped today, right?
Yes, ma'am. Today, okay. Fresh out the press.
Yeah, fresh out the press. So, okay, so before this project dropped, you had a music series called Muddy Mondays. Where you would drop, a song. Was it like every week? Was you just dropping a track?
Yeah. So, yeah, the month of November, every Monday we put out a new one. The first one was a freestyle to Black mm-hmm. Superman, the old Above the Law track that I didn't even know about until I got a little older. My cousin had to put me onto it. And once I heard the beat, I was like, man, I want to do something with that. And then I took that one. And then I did one called The Gifted with my boy Too Raw. He's a young guy here from Houston as well. I've done a couple shows with him, so it was only right we did that. Then I did Always Told Me with some other cats out here, Relly and MC Lero. And then the last one I did was Temptation, this young lady, Erica, who got some crazy stuff coming up. She's a matter of fact, the song we did together was probably only her second or third song she's ever done. So she's got so much untapped potential that I can't wait to see in the future.
Is she from down there too, like down in the bayou?
Yeah, she's from, I don't know what part of the country she's from. I think she's lived a little bit there. I think she's like a military brat. So
okay.
I just happened to run into her. Yeah, so she's in Houston now, so I don't know.
Right.
Her last stop was there. She's been all over the country.
And is she R&B soul?
She can do a little bit of everything. I heard some new stuff that she just did, and she was singing, and I didn't hear a rap one time. I was like, wow.
Oh, wow.
She blew me away, yeah.
Shout out to Erica. Yeah, I thought, all four of those, I thought Now, let me tell you how connected I am, okay, or not.
Okay.
Those songs I thought were on, were going to be on Muddy Melodies, the album.
Uh-huh.
But when I saw the track list, I'm like, well, hold up. Ain't none of these songs on this album. What happened? What had happened was...
So here's the deal. The original plan was to put out Muddy Melodies last December. So originally I was only going to do like a EP because I'd done my first EP at the beginning of the year, and I felt like, man, I need to do something else. So I'm going to put another EP in. Then as I kept making the songs, I kept determining, like, I just was in this groove, and I kept making more and more songs. Like, man, maybe I should do more than just five. And then next thing you know, it turned into something else. I started another project with Dwayne. We started, like, on a little EP together. I just had all these tracks built up, and then finally I was like, man, what am I going to do with all this stuff? So it took me a while to kind of regroup and decide what I wanted to put, what I didn't want to put. But true story, all the Muddy Monday songs were actually recorded, like, in the month of November. I just, I felt like I waited so long to put out Muddy Melodies that, you know, people who support me deserve something by the time I put out Muddy Melodies. So I just decided to put out these four songs. I came up with all of them within a matter of days and recorded them and just put them out. Some of them got done, you know, Sunday at, like, midnight, and then I put them out the next day.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, I just felt like I needed something different that kind of felt like the vibe of the album, but I knew they didn't fit the album at all because the album has no features on it except Dwayne. There was one song with Dwayne on there, but the rest is all me. It was all produced by the same guy other than one other song, so... I wanted to have some continuity to it, so I feel like that was my opportunity to work with people that I admire and I respect and do something kind of dope, but not take away from the album.
Okay. So, let's get into this Muddy Melodies. Like, what was the whole concept? Explain to everybody what that's all about right quick.
Wow. So, Muddy Melodies, and I've really thought this over a bunch of times to try to explain to people the most simple way possible. But Muddy Melodies is just a time capsule of a young man going through some things in life. And it's called Muddy Melodies because it's one, I'm very influenced from, you know, the part of the country I'm from, but it's a very dark kind of undertone to it. So that's where the muddy part comes from. But the melodies is that there's always song, there's always something delightful even within, you know, depressing times or in troubled times. There's always something that you can find that could be rhythmic or melodic about the situation. And so it's a conversation between the young man and himself. Even though you might not be able to relate to every single topic within the album, I think everyone can relate to, you know, having, you know, issues and being able to have these conversations with yourself in your head and, like, how do I get myself through my day-to-day situations and these maybe sometimes larger situations that kind of loom over you for, you know, months at a time. So it's a continuous kind of story. It doesn't go necessarily in, like, a sequential order. It's not like a day one, day two, day three type of thing, but it's more like a, you know how you just go through some stuff in life and you just kind of be constantly dealing with it. That's kind of what the album is, so.
It's kind of like a modern day blues, basically.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's very blues.
Okay.
Influence, yeah.
I can dig that. So most of the project, is real life, basically. Because I haven't had a chance to listen to it. I mean, J.K.L., I thought we was tight. I thought we was cool and everything. Like, I was just expecting to get, like, a copy before everybody else, you know, so I can listen
Man.
To it. But it ain't quite
to.
Work out like that, huh?
Nah, it didn't. I was supposed to get that to you already. I had a lot going on. I was planning this release party. And, yeah, it was a lot. But I definitely got you. I'm going to get you a physical copy, too. I'll make sure you get one
okay.
of those. And I got to get you a Muddy Melodies shirt too, so I'll take care of you.
Oh, yeah, everything muddy. Muddy everything. We want it. Okay, so where was the release party?
We had it at Heights Vinyl out here in Houston. It's down the street from this legendary venue called Fitzgerald's Live. So, the Heights Vinyl Record Store is a very cool place. So they actually let us have the listening during business hours. So, you know, there were customers in there coming in just to shop for records. And they hear this, you know, kid up on stage explaining his story. And they would stop by and listen. And I had several people who never even heard of me or knew me from Adam. And they came up and was like, hey, I like your music, man. I was like, I appreciate it. So it was a cool little vibe. We had a... We had three kegs outside. It was real laid-back, kickback style. And yeah, we had free music, free drinks, and good time.
Oh, wow. Now, that's how you do a listening party. I've never heard of a listening party at an album store before, like a record store. And this was actually a real, true, straight-up record store, like all vinyls, right?
Yeah, never... no MP3s. Actually, had eight players in there.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, that was a cool concept. Like, I know that was pretty cool. Got you a few new fans and everything. So all y'all other artists that's, you know, looking for venues to have your album release party, like, check into some of your local album stores, record stores, and, oh, my God, that's, like, dope. Okay, so I think you said, are there any features on this? You said no?
There's one feature from Dwayne Jackson, the same guy that was on The Writers and Fishing.
Okay.
He's on the song I Just Want to Be Me. And that song is very, very cool song. It's basically just both of us talking about how, you know, we grew up kind of, you know, you grow up as a kid admiring people and wanting to be like, you know, this person, want to be like that person. But at the end of the day, like, you really come and be yourself, so... You know, that's kind of what the whole theme is, and that's the hook. You know, I don't want to be nobody. I just want to be me, and it's not a diss to anybody else. It's just do you the best that you can do you, and you know, the rest take care of itself.
I think you're doing pretty good. I mean, you were at I think you just touched on it a little bit. South by Southwest. Like, was it last year or this year?
Well, I guess, yeah, technically it was this year still. Yeah, 2014 still, so yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of like a big deal, right?
Like, we put the show together ourselves.
And, yeah.
Oh, y'all did? Great. Yeah, we actually partnered with a good friend of mine named Courtney Howell. She owns the Dope Game Clothing Line. She's based out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and we kind of came together. I took my company, Cloud Vision, her company, Dope Game. We sponsored an event called the Lemonade Stand, and we just put together, like, a bunch of local acts, and we had D1 close the show out. Like I said, D1, he just signed his deal with RCA, a major record label, and he got his new single out, and he closed it out for us, so it was, like, a big, kind of like a family reunion type thing. We all went to school together, so.
Yeah.
Cool to see, you know, the three of us, you know, moving on in life and still staying in contact and being successful at the same time.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, well, Jekka, I don't have any tracks from the project. Is it a mixtape? Because I don't want to call it a mixtape if it's really not a mixtape.
Yeah, I don't like the word mixtape. It's just a project. That's why I like to call it. Because everything is original. Every beat was original. There's only like one sample even on the whole song, on the whole project. So like it's okay. Very, very original, homegrown, everything. So I just call it a project.
You produce everything?
No, I didn't produce it. My in-house producers, the others, they made pretty much every beat except track number 2, which is produced by a good friend of mine named Riley. We've actually got a couple songs together, but yeah, they produced everything. So that's why, that's one thing I love about the project is that it's the same producer pretty much on every track, and so it gives it that same feel throughout the whole project. So you're not going to be listening to it and hear, like, this club song, and then the very next song is like a love song about some girl, and then it comes back to you know, something totally different, some disco sound. Like it's going to sound continuous, but it's not going to sound like one long song either. Like it's going to flow perfectly.
Okay. Is it free?
It's definitely free. If you go to my my Bandcamp page, jkale.bandcamp.com, you can get the project in its entirety for free. All you got to do is put your email address in. The link gets sent to you. And you're more than welcome to donate, or you can buy one of the physical copies for $5.
Are they able to buy the physical copies on Bandcamp, too?
Yep,
like, is there a link on Bandcamp? Okay.
Yeah, the link is right there on Bandcamp, so everything is
nice
and simple.
How much is the difference for that? Is it free shipping? I'm
no,
trying to get everything free, right?
I think it's like, I think they had $1 for shipping, but we handle whatever difference it is on our end. I don't want
that's
people to get the music. And I only got 50 copies of the physical one, so it's limited edition.
Okay. So make sure y'all go to J. Kale's Bandcamp page, and that's jaykell.bandcamp.com, and download Muddy Melodies. And it's free. He's offering it for free. But come on, y'all. Like, we got to support our independent, unsigned, and underground artists. So make sure you just, you know, name your price and type in, you know, like $10, $20, $100, or something like that. Because, why are you laughing? I'm serious. They need the support because
I'm
if they're going.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm
a thousand. I mean, you know. We have to support the artists. They have to. Y'all put y'all heart and soul into making this music for us. You're giving it to us for free, like
heart,
the
soul,
least we can
and
do.
Money, and money.
Yes, that's the most important. Money, heart, soul, time, and money.
Yeah, it's not gonna sound like it was recording in somebody's bathroom. I promise.
Yeah, you have. You have great production. So, jkale.bandcamp.com. Make sure y'all hit that name your price button and, you know, support the artist. So, okay, maybe you're going to have to, like, come back sometime soon once I get, you know, the tracks and we can have, like, a small little listening party or something.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. We can. As soon as you get it, you listen to it, digest it, I can come back whenever. Just let me know.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you coming through tonight for Indie Night, always supporting us. We appreciate that. Any shout-outs, anything else you want us to cover that we didn't get to?
Man, just shout-out my, like I said, my whole team, Cloud Vision, and it's Cloud Vision, it's spelled V-I-J-O-N. You know, it's French. We're from the South. We got that Creole influence. But, yeah, the whole Cloud Vision team, the other beats who, like I said, produced the majority of it. Shout-out to Dorothy Chan from Baron Studios. She mixed the entire project. So in its entirety, there's only four people who had a hand in this project. So it's very hands-on by, like I said, four people. I think I got the best possible product you can get from, you know, there's not a lot of outside influence. It was a lot of people on the same wavelength. So shout out to Dorothy and Baron Studios. Shout out to my boy Relly for the track number 2, Addiction. Shout out Dwayne Jackson for the excellent feature. We always make great music together. Shout out to my partner in crime, Germs Infected, who shot my new video for Pictures on the Wall, which is on cloudvision.squarespace.com right now. And shout out to James, my manager. And shout-out John Doe, my other Cloud Vision artist. So, yeah, and shout-out to you, Christy, for giving the independent artist a platform to shine, because there's not that many places where you can go and get that kind of love.
For free.
For free.
Yes. Everybody else charging y'all, so y'all better stick with me, and I'll stick with y'all. Okay. Well, thank
That's
you.
Right.
I really appreciate it. Did you give out your Twitter and your Instagram and your Facebook?
Oh, yeah. My Twitter is JDKell. That's JAYDEEKELL. Instagram, same name, JDKell. SoundCloud, JDKell1985. What else we got? The website, CloudVision, that's CloudVision.squarespace.com. The Bandcamp, JKell.bandcamp.com. I got all that stuff. So, yeah, check it out. You know, if you like it,
okay.
Tell me you do. If you don't like it, tell me what you don't like so we can work on it and get better. We always trying to grow. And, yeah, Muddy Melodies is the move right now.
All right, J.K., well, I appreciate it. We're going to fade out with I actually, what do you want me to play, Temptation or Always Told Me? Which one?
Oh, man. Oh, they both so great. Let me hear Always Told Me, though.
Okay, yeah, I'll play Always Told Me. And y'all can actually go and check that out on www.mediacraze.me. It is featured on the blog site. So, yeah, go ahead and introduce it.
Yeah, so like I said, this is J. Kill. I got this track called Always Told Me featuring my boy Relly and MC Lero, produced by The Others. Part of the Muddy Monday series, so y'all check that out. Listen to the Muddy Mondays and then go check out the Muddy Melodies, the actual album.
All right. Deuces.
Heaven's to Megatron. The Others.
My mama always told me, gotta watch out for them niggas who be trying to watch your figures, And then she always told me, gotta watch out for them women who be worried about you spending, My OG always told me, gotta watch out for the homie, claiming real but really phony, My mama always told me, gotta watch out for the niggas that be trying to watch your figures. How it is, this is how it goes. They can never catch me cause I'm always on the go. They can never catch me cause I'm always on the road. They just wanna see a nigga fall. This is how it is, this is how it goes. They can never catch me cause I'm always on the go. They can never catch me cause I'm always on the road. They just wanna see a nigga fall. They ain't on the low, but I'm always on the high. And right now, I feel my first name is Kawhi Leonard in the finals. I'm just waiting on my moment. These niggas think I took off, but dog, I'm always on it. Success, I own it, and I will never loan it. And when your homies at the top, they say it's always lonely. And yeah, you got your homies, but how many your friends? And how many of those is gonna be down until the end? I lost my pen and pen, I'm just saying what I feel. It's funny how they call you fake when all you spit is real. See, niggas know what time it is, even without the rollie. I'm marching to my own drum, a southern accent Foley. Beverly Hills copping in my lines, let them in, grinding. Late nights got me feeling like I'm let them in. Never dim when the grass is cut. Man, you gonna see the snakes. Call my tea lady up and listen what she had to say. She like. My mama always told me, gotta watch out for the niggas who be trying to watch your figures, And then she always told me, gotta watch out for the women who be worried about spending, My OG always told me, gotta watch out for the homie claiming river really phony,
Tell the difference between faking a friendship. No love, you're just faking a friendship. Faux love, I lay it on the line to the beat skip. Faux mind, I'm front line till my feet give. I peeped it from a distance, these evil intentions. Put the needle to the record and let me explain how I share these wolves in sheep clothes that speak my name, seek my fame. Do you see my face? Well, witness the pain, the tears, the scars. And every time that it rain, I change my God, do you know my name? I look to you cause they look away, walk with you cause they run away. Tell them spies I see them, they living a lie per diem. Trying to X me out like Malcolm in the mausoleum. And assassinate my character with amateur actors. Cut the scene and turn the whole screen backwards.
My mama always told me, gotta watch out for the niggas who be trying to watch your figures, And then she always told me, gotta watch out for the women who be worried about spending, My OG always told me, gotta watch out for the homie claiming river really phony, My mama always told me, gotta watch out for the niggas that be tryna watch your figures,
How it goes. They can never catch me cause I'm always on the go. They can never catch me cause I'm always on the road. They just wanna see a nigga fall. This is how it is, this is how it goes. They can never catch me cause I'm always on the go. They can never catch me cause I'm always on the road. They just wanna see a nigga fall. See a nigga fall.
That was J. Kale, Always Told Me, featuring MC Lyro and Relly. Part of his Muddy Mondays series. I have to always say that kind of slowly. I don't know why. I just be tripping like that. But, yeah, shout out to J. Kale for calling in. Make sure you get his new project on his Bandcamp page. And it's J. kel.bandcamp.com. And, of course, you can check out our Blog Talk player. We will have all of the information there. Check out Craze Radio. And we'll get you all that information. Once again, I am Christy Love. It's Monday night. It's Indie Night, the night for independent, newly signed, unsigned, underground, and underrated artists, producers, and clothing designers, which brings me to my next guest out of Maryland, D.C. area, Mr. Third Eye Ledge. Welcome to Craze Radio.
Hey, 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 what's poppin'?
How
on?
You doing? I got the name right that time, right?
Yeah, you got it right, Third Eye Ledge.
Third Eye Ledge. Okay, yeah. So, yeah. Maryland, fashion designer or clothing designer? Like, what do I call it? What? How do I say it? Clothing designer.
You could just call me an entrepreneur.
Because you do it all, right?
I'm trying to put my hands into everything. You know what I'm saying? I do it all. I'm a clothing designer though first, and you know what I'm saying, a hip hop rap artist second.
Yeah, like, let me tell y'all. Okay, so I know Third Eye Ledge from, I think is Fame your cousin? He's your cousin, right?
Yeah, Fame that's my cousin, yeah.
Yeah, Fame dropped the Glory video or a couple of other videos he dropped, and he was wearing, like, you know, this little exclusive little sweatshirt and stuff, and I'm like, what? What's all that about? You know what I'm saying? And Space Genome, and he was like, you know, that's my cousin's brand, blah, 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 or whatever. So I've known you to be that, the designer, the clothing, you know, creator.
Right.
And then upon, you know, programming and scheduling the show, I find out that you rap. You're a hip-hop artist, too. Like, what?
I evolved.
Yeah, I'm like, so he was just sitting on this, wasn't going to tell me, like for real?
Yeah.
Really? So which came first, though, the music or the designing?
Well, first and second, well, first of all, the creative side for me, you know what I'm saying, that came first. I'm a creative being first, but, I decided to do clothing, like, 2 or 3 years ago. I ain't really get serious with it until I graduated from high school, which was in, like, 2010. I had my cousin, Ziploc Damo. I had him. He came to me. He was like, you want to do a clothing line again? I was like, bet. So when he did that, like, you know, I was like, all right, come on, let's do it, because I wasn't really serious about it. He the one who made me jump right back into doing clothing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, that's how that all unfolded.
And so your first line was called
Actually, the first clothing line was Space Gear, but some bammers in, you know, California, skinny jeans or whatnot, wearing, you know, colorful clothes and shit, jerk or whatnot. I had a fan that actually told me on Facebook that they took my name and they ran with it, and I had never got it patented or I never had got a trademark. So that's how,
ooh,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's how they ran with that. So, but me being the creative person that I am, you know what I'm saying, I said, I got something way better, so I'm just going to go ahead and let them run off with that. They can, you know what I'm saying, run till that, you know what I'm saying, they can have that. So what I did was I came up with another name, and I got a trademark, and, you know what I'm saying, the rest is history.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did the trademark, okay, protect your creativeness. And so that Space Gear transformed into Space Genome, right?
Yes, ma'am, the genetic makeup of the universe.
Okay, and that's you all by yourself?
That's me all by myself. The one, the previously when I told you my cousin came to me about a clothing line I did, we had stopped doing that, unfortunately, but he raps, though, too, so, you know what I'm saying? I got him promoting and, you know what I'm saying, you know, doing a lot of stuff for my clothing line right now, so, yeah. But Space Genome is way better, you know, so a whole other level. I've evolved with, you know what I'm saying, what I, you know, did previously, so it's all good.
Okay, and so with that, you offer, like, sweatshirts. What else? I think I saw some some jewelry one time too, right?
No? Some jewelry. Oh no, you probably seen. I had somebody make me like an SG bracelet. You probably seen that. And I posted it, but nah, not yet. But it's coming though. I'm trust me.
No, you know what? I know what it was. I know exactly what it was. Now that you're saying that, I did not see the bracelet or the watch or whatever you're talking about. I know exactly what it was. I went to your site. I think I was about to buy a toboggan or something. I don't know. But I came up with the idea because I liked the logo. You know. That I needed some Space Jean earrings. Like, you need to make some earrings. But that's what it was. See, I'm forcing a whole new line on you. And was it? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what that came from. I had
you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. See how everything works out? Everything comes together. See, I was going to do that anyway. But, you know, you bring it up. So everything plays hand in hand.
Okay, so now we have the new line. You've created something different, right? Or is an extension of Space Genome?
Yeah, it might be a new piece. It might be a new piece that I did for Space Genome.
Okay, so explain the new stuff.
Well, I only released so far. I released one new piece. It's a long sleeve, black long sleeve shirt, and on the front of it, it has Michael Jordan. It's when he won his second championship. It got him, you know, just chilling, cool, and he relaxed on the couch with his two NBA championships. And on the bottom of it, it has Space Genome, you know what I'm saying, in big bold letters, and on the back. It has his Michael Jordan's description of, you know what I'm saying, his career and whatnot. And his stats or, you know what I'm saying, his success basically.
Okay. And is that gonna be the only new piece or are you gonna be making more?
Yeah, I got more coming, you know, so I'm keeping everything on the hush hush though. 2015 is gonna be a exciting year, but yeah,
this is the piece you're pushing now, though, right?
Yeah, that's the piece I'm pushing now. I got two more pieces on the website. I think one is sold out and the other one is coming soon, but yeah, I got more stuff coming.
Okay. So what is, like, the significance of it? Because, like me, I'm not really into sports. So I wouldn't know what connection Michael Jordan really has, you know, to Space Genome. So
Where the inspiration came from is flight. You know what I'm saying? The Space Genome, my logo is a wing logo. And the inspiration just basically tied into flight. You know what I'm saying? You know, Michael Jordan was the one, you know what I'm saying? Everybody said that, you know what I'm saying? He could fly and I believe I could fly. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. And, that's how that tied into it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, now that makes sense. See, I was looking at it, I was like, okay, this is cool, like, this is hot, you know, but, like, I ain't really know the meaning. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to support it, you know.
Right.
Now that you have explained it, it really makes sense. Okay, cool. So that means every other piece that you create is going to have to be related to some type of flight idea or movement, right?
Some type of flight idea, movement, the universe, Space Genome ties into with space, the universe, the origins of life, you know what I'm saying, where everything, you know what I'm saying, comes from. It ties into a lot, you know what I'm saying, and I'm glad that my clothing line ties into a lot, and it's not narrow to just one demographic, or it's not just narrow to one idea, because I could do a lot with it, you know what I'm saying. I could do a lot more with it like that.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. So this is on your website. Give everybody your website, though, right quick.
Everybody, make sure y'all go to www.spaze, that's spaze with a Z, SPAZE, genome, GENOME, .bigcartel.com. And do you got the 6 Guy freestyle that I sent you?
I did. I'm going to play that in a couple of minutes.
Yes, please let them hear that because I snap. Please let them hear that. Okay, so let them hear.
That was originally Drake, right?
That was originally his track to his Six God joint that he released. But yes, you got please play that because you know what I'm saying. I released it like I think like two or three weeks ago. You know what I'm saying. I already got like 120 plays on it. You know what I'm saying, on SoundCloud. So I'm trying to push that. You know, and like I said, I just came into the rap game like the hip hop rap game like about a month or 2 months ago. So. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no kind of buzz on it. Yeah, I don't got, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, clothing, that's my first thing, you know what I'm saying? I got plenty of buzz with the clothing, but, you know what I'm saying, as far as me being a rap artist, you know what I'm saying, an artist, period, but the rap thing, like, I've only been in the game, you know what I'm saying, but so long, so.
Okay, yeah. so let's go ahead and get into this freestyle right quick, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. So this is the Six God Freestyle by Third Eyelidge. Oh, well, you actually could have introduced that. Like, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You want me to introduce it? Or, I mean, you're doing good.
Yes, do it.
All right, okay. All right, everybody, listen, man. This is my freestyle to Drake's Six God by the one and only Third Eyelidge, man. Wake up. Let's get it.
All right.
I'll admit it. Third Eye. 144,000, am I your chosen one? Maybe got me feeling like a hero. Guitar player, pluck a hand, cooler, feeling like the man got his ass that we normally wouldn't say. Got you feeling low, self-esteem about yourself. You a super fan, whipping, you got it so, and it's gold. Who told? I did. It's Ledge, motherfucker, watch your step. Are you keeping up? Listening to me like, what the fuck? You find me on what we expect? That's a sign, shit, I might be up next, bitch. Well, not really, that's just me being silly. Let me keep it humble, cause any minute I can find will stay focused. Boy, get your ass in this huddle and watch me bust like a bubble. Get on my level, grab a shovel, cause I buried this beat. I'm not new to this, I'm true to this. Get the snakes from around me, look up to the sky now, look around, look back down. You a world within the world, your body's a god. Oh my god, this is sad. You really never knew the abilities that you had until I picked up this pen and the pad. If you trying to figure out everything I just said, play it back. And like you gotta pay to play and participate. Eat what's on your plate, I'm coming straight out the gate. You can find me anywhere you wanna be. Yo, even see this beat got me feeling like S-U-E-Z. Shit, it's tied up in the 301 right now. It's tied up in the 301. Call me Lash, don't forget it, so watch your step that you get it. No one hit wonder like Gimmicks. Are you keeping up with these lyrics? You can't get something from nothing. The whole time you had something, so don't give me that excuse saying you came from nothing. Grind hard, get your money, don't lose focus. It was coming, always stay patient and humble, but always pushing you hungry. Go.
Ha ha! Third Eye. Let's get it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you went off a little bit. You went off a little bit on there.
Yeah, I only been in the rap game for about a month or 2 months, and I haven't even scratched the surface yet, you know what I'm saying? So if I really be serious with it, you know what I'm saying, if I stay focused and really sharpen my craft on it, you know what I'm saying, surround myself with the right people, you know what I'm saying, and sharpen my, you know what I'm saying, that'd be two arts right there, you know what I'm saying, that I'll be good at. Then, you know what I'm saying, I got to throw a third one in there because, you know, I would want to be a triple threat. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to, like, the whole arts thing, man. Like,
well, that'll
art
be
is
the
everything.
That's the whole business part. That's the triple threat.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I'm really trying to understand this. You keep saying that you've only been rapping for, like, a month. Like, did you start rapping a long time ago and just only start recording a month ago? Or did you just wake up 3-4 weeks ago and be like, you know what, I just want to rap, I want to drop these bars? Like, has it been?
I've never, like, when I was little, you know how when you little, you always say to yourself, all right, I knew that I knew how to do that because such and such, because I used to always write, but I never really took it serious, like, The last serious rap that I had probably ever written before in my whole life is when I was in probably damn near when I was in elementary school, middle school. After that, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
That's it. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you said, I woke up and I was just like, man, you know what I'm saying, I wanna be a hip hop rapper. But I just didn't do it just because I see everybody else doing it. I didn't do it just because of that. I tell this to everybody, you know what I'm saying? If you want to do something in life, you know what I'm saying, the state that the world is in right now, whatever you do as far as your art, speak to somebody, you know what I'm saying, touch their heart and make sure you leave a message. And I told myself that I would, you know what I'm saying, I would do that through everything that I do, everything that I touch. As far as, you know what I'm saying, if it be clothing, poetry, you know what I'm saying, anything, painting, like any kind of art, you know what I'm saying, I want to leave a message. And that's what
you
I'm trying to, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah, I paint and I draw and I do all that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm telling you too much. Like, I'm you know what I'm saying? It's out the bag. So, but yeah, I'm about to start painting too as well.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to go. I have some people on the phone line. I'm going to bring Frenchie the Great.
Okay. Yeah.
Frenchie, what's going on?
What's the business?
Hey, French, what's poppin', man?
What's going happening, on? What's fool?
Chillin', man.
Ain't
what's up?
You know me, my cooler ain't not stick to a kind of old.
I figured you, man. Hey, thanks for calling in, bro.
Yeah, you know the streets behind you, man. You know I'm out here politicking and whatnot, man. Got all my young niggas listening to your shit. For real. But no, man, what
Where
I
you
wanted
calling
to say,
from, Frenchie the Great?
Man, you know, I be everywhere like good air, but, you know, I'm in Maryland right now, D.C., I be out there in Virginia, you know what I'm saying, I be everywhere, you feel me? But me and Les, man, we got some years, Pauls, you know what I'm saying, I know him for a while, he a good dude, you feel me? And it was like, I was always the one that like, I had potential and all that good stuff, but I ain't never really know how to apply myself, I guess that's what you want to say, when we was younger. And Les used to always be in my ear, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, you need to do this, you need to do that, woo, woo. So now that I done got my, you know what I'm saying? I could cuss on here?
Yeah.
There's no cussing. Now that I done got my
Dude,
shit.
No, we're unedited, uncensored, like,
oh, cool.
Speak your mind.
Oh, I wish I had said that, like, 20 minutes ago. So look, now that I done got my shit together, you feel what I'm saying? And he doing his thing. It's like, now everybody that look up to me, you know what I'm saying? They listening to that shit. When I do something, they more, you know what I'm saying? They more willing to listen to what I'm doing. So if I be like, hey, my Les just got new, woo, woo, go listen to that shit, they going to listen to it. And they going to be like, you know what, that's tight. If Frenchie, you know what I'm saying, if that nigga listen to it, or if he drop a new Space Geno T-shirt, and that way that shit around the way, they just going to be like, man, what's up with that? Who is that? Because I don't really validate nothing for the most part, for real, for real. Even mainstream artists, even niggas from here, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't be with that shit. So when somebody from here and I hop on that shit, then everybody that be with, everybody that look up to me, even niggas that I look up to, they more inclined to listen and see what it is versus an average motherfucker, you feel what I'm saying? Because you can have 100 niggas, if they don't know what they doing, you fucking up the game, you in the way. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
this nigga
right.
Know how to paint. He might fuck around and come out with an R&B album next month. You feel what I'm saying?
You right,
like,
I know, right?
For real, man, shorty working like a Jamaican, no bullshit. So it's just one of them things, because, like, a nigga like myself, I need somebody like Ledge in my corner and vice versa, because I can't get into every door. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he going to have somebody out here beating the streets.
Right. And I don't want to cut you off, fam, man. And it like... That's what's up. Like, you know what I'm saying? People like you, man, like, that's all I want to do, dog. Like, motherfuckers like you that take that time out, you know what I'm saying, to listen to my stuff, you know what I'm saying, to feel what I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, do what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? That's all I want to do is inspire people like you, you know what I'm saying? If I could do that, you know what I'm saying, spread love and motivate motherfuckers like you, you know what I'm saying, then it's all good. Like, the fame, the money and all of that, that's going to come, you know what I'm saying? I don't want that, but... That comes with the territory, you know what I'm saying? But all I'm trying to do, like, is, you know what I'm saying, touch people, man, in the right way. And, you know what I'm saying, better their lives.
For real, for real.
Through my ops.
Okay,
you know
Frenchie, wait. Okay, so, Frenchie, you rap too.
What's that? Yeah, you can say that. You can
and
say
you,
that.
Okay, wait a minute. What do you mean I can say that? That means...
You can say that. I don't be in the studio, but... You know, off some good Mary Jane, I do something.
Okay.
That's a fly guy right there, man.
You feel what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say I'm a rapper, but.
Are you ever gonna drop something in the studio though? Like, is that your goal?
If it look right, you know what I'm saying. I don't like hopping out there doing something if I can't, you know what I'm saying, all the way 100% do it. I don't want to hop out there and be bucking naked with the shit. You feel what I'm saying? I want to do it. But
yeah,
all my men, they be telling me get on that rap shit, but I be looking at it like, and you ain't going to make it here, for especially, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then with the way I live my life, you know what I'm saying, tomorrow, I promise. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I done buried 4 or 5 of my partners this year, you know what I'm talking about? And it ain't even Christmas yet. So that rap
right.
shit, it come with a lot. You know what I'm saying? And for me to rap, the shit I'm going to talk about, niggas don't want to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's enough niggas talking about guns and bitches, and but that's what I do. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's the shit
yeah.
that I'm accustomed to. So when you get a nigga like Liz that be talking that shit, you know what I'm saying? You be like, hey, maybe I need to get up with Shawty, man. You know what I'm saying? But at the same token, I got some good shit. I got some bad shit. And you can get some ass to my shit. You can pull a mood in my shit. You feel what I'm saying? It's just deep. You know what I'm saying? It's deep. Like, you gotta really do the shit that I do or understand the mindset that I got. I'm 22 years old.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got a 2-year-old
right.
daughter.
That's why I'm here, though, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, people like you and it's people like me, you know what I'm saying, in order to keep the industry balanced, you know what I'm saying? The shit that I talk about might be, you know what I'm saying, on a whole other level versus the shit that you talk about, you know what I'm saying? But,
sure.
you know what I'm saying, things got to be balanced out, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a balance somewhere.
Like, if you listen to the Pretty Flacco jump, you hear Lay say, I'm gone off the curb pack, you know what I'm saying? That's that good dope. You understand what I'm
yeah.
saying? That's that Kerpak, Slim.
Got that for my boy, Frenchie.
Yeah, but Kerpak could be
right.
anything. You know what I'm saying? Kerpak could
yeah.
be anything. You could look in your refrigerator and be like, damn, I should need some Kerpak.
Yeah, sleeping on me like they hit that Kerpak back.
No
that,
bullshit.
Back.
For sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you some real ass shit, so if motherfucking Liz start rapping, that nigga ain't going to get his chain snatched long as I'm around home. Straight up and down. Fuck all that shit. We ain't gonna do it like that. You understand me?
Oh, you security free. You security.
I can't
that's
be.
Hey, that's a good dude.
I'm just a digger with a pistol. That's all. You
look, I need
that's
you in my corner
like
too.
For real, you just do it. Hit me. You
I need you in my
little,
corner
on a
too.
Control board. Hit me.
That's a good. Hey, that's a good dude right there, man. Lower you to the fucking end. I'm trying to tell you. That's a lower you do.
I don't fuck around.
Okay,
you know,
well,
it's,
Frankie,
it's,
thank you for calling in. Like, I really appreciate that. For holding.
Yeah,
for
man,
holding,
tell everybody.
Ledge down.
Man, tell everybody, if you don't listen to Ledge, you're an idiot. Suck a baby, you know what I'm saying? Suck a baby dick, man, 2 times. But go ahead, download that crap. You know what I'm talking about? Follow my good dude, man. For real, he a good nigga. And if you don't like it, you a hating ass dickhead, straight up. But follow me on everything, man. IG, Twitter, Pinterest, all that shit, man. Frenchie the Great, man. For real. The greatest
Frenchie
all
the Great
time.
On everything. See, I didn't even think
on
you had
everything.
You just, like, seem like you so street and hood.
Yeah, man.
Gangsta
niggas get lonely,
like
too. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to leave y'all with something. I ain't going to leave y'all all the way out here bucky naked, man. I wrote this shit a while ago, man. Shawty here tell you. I say, when we going to lock up, partner? I met these imposters for the pasta, try weave and bob like costas. I mean, your costa, nah, me. Hell, nah, far and near with my roster. Good green off the haze I crashed. My bone longer than the Aikman pass. Hail Mary. But tell Jerry there's a new cat in town. From the smack rappers to the backpackers now. Ask around. Frenchies, what's up? Damn. Frenchies, what's up? The God is here. You beat me. That's a mission impossible. With no crews, baby, you bound to hit the obstacle. You snitching, I don't rock with you. The police could have rocked me till my eyes was blue. Only thing I'll admit to. It's a hospice, what you get for this DC rap. I'm with the Applebee's. I'm finna head the league. You think your dollars like Master P's? To the grave, I'm a slave like Master P's. Boy, I hustle. White knuckles, icy knees. The first on the court and the last to leave. You know how a lot of lock picking niggas bragging keys. They mad because they broke and I stacked the cheese. Had to re-up just like Kathy V. Now with a gun to their head and a pipe to their mouth. A nigga wouldn't take a crack at me. I'm gone, man. Lynch in my phone, fool.
Hey.
All right, Frenchie. Y'all follow him on Twitter, Instagram, all that. Frenchie the Great.
Thank you for calling. It's T H E. Y'all can
what?
Read, motherfucker. T H E. It's not the Great. It's like T H E. You understand?
T H E
the Great.
Frenchie the Great.
Yeah. Fuck with me.
Hey,
man, you know what's happening?
That's a bet, man.
Okay.
Hey, DMV, stand up.
You do it.
Stand up, DMV.
Fuck you.
All right, Francie. We out.
All right.
Okay, well, that was some pretty good support. Like, yeah, I need Freezy the Great in my corner, too. Like, he don't play none of that.
Yeah,
okay, now look. Okay, so one other thing I wanted to get into right quick, because you actually have a mixtape. Don't you have a mixtape coming out pretty soon?
Yeah, I actually do. I got a mixtape coming out. I got me and a friend releasing a mixtape on New Year's Day.
On New Year's?
On New Year's, that's right. So while you popping your bottles and your champagne and shit, you know what I'm saying? While you get lit, go ahead and download that Front Runner mixtape.
Front Runner?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and where is going to be available on which
it's
platforms
going,
like that?
It'll be available on Spinrilla, SoundCloud, that Piff, YouTube, everywhere, man. We have mixtapes. It'll be available at President Clinton house. You go get a copy from Mr. Clinton. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I almost stay away from over there. But what? Okay. So like, what is the sound? What will the sound be for the mixtape? Like, what kind of
the sound? You gonna hear a mix between, you know what I'm saying, that raw hip hop. You gonna hear a mix between some rap. You know what I'm saying? You're going to hear some, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have a little bit of soul within it. It's going to reach everybody, you know what I'm saying? We try and make a mixtape for everybody to listen to. You know what I'm saying? You'll have a little bit of some trap, you know what I'm saying, beats on there, everything, you know what I'm saying, some funky, everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like everything wrapped up in one package, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I got you. And is the can we get like a single of a first single from the mixtape before New Year's, or do we have to like
wait? Of course.
When is that coming?
It'll come probably either next week or another week from now. It's gonna come. Matter of fact, when I drop the single from the mixtape, I'll send it to you first personally so it can get played, you know what I'm saying, on Craze Radio. And then, you know, every other link, you know what I'm saying, I'll put it out, you know what I'm saying, SoundCloud, that Pitch, Member, and everywhere else.
Okay, I appreciate it.
It's coming, though.
Okay, cool. So we're going to look out for that. Other than the Six God Freestyle, what other music do you have out right now that we can go and listen to?
Right now I got a couple about three freestyles that I haven't even released yet. I released a new freestyle yesterday, Pretty Flocko 2, on my Instagram. Everybody go follow my Instagram, Third Eye Ledge. I released that joint, but you can go to my SoundCloud though. SoundCloud.com. SoundCloud.com. Yeah, forward, backwards, reverse, up, down, right, left, right, whatever. But soundcloud.com/ Third Eye Ledge. If y'all go to that, my SoundCloud, y'all can hear all my freestyles that's on there.
Okay, well, we're going to check that out. And right quick, really quick, I just wanted to get into the whole name change thing. What's up with that? Because, you know. What
my artist name or the clothing line name?
Either one. Like, how are you gonna have a different name for? Are you gonna have like a different name for every?
I know. Okay, yeah.
You got like a six
names. I know why because you know you put the knowledge and all of that. Well, now you about to make me break down how I came up with my name. So now.
Yeah, just do that.
We're going okay. So. All right, kids, it's story time. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
First I had my name, I was going to go by Knowledge. But
right.
I heard it was too common, you know what I'm saying? I heard it too much, you know what I'm saying? It was just too common, you know what I'm saying? Knowledge, you know what I'm saying? It's like probably like a million people out there with that name, rap artists, you know what I'm saying, with that name. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to spell it differently. So I spelled it. I said K, capital K, N-O-W, capital K, lowercase, N-O-W, then all caps, L-E-D-G-E.
Mm-hmm.
So it could spell no ledge. But then I was like, you know what? People might not get it. They might still pronounce it knowledge. They probably won't pronounce it. Yeah, they probably say, who is knowledge? And then I have to correct them every time. No, it's no ledge. It's not knowledge anymore. So then I was like, you know what? That's too complicated too. So I said, you know what? I'm gonna take off the no. Then I'm gonna add the ledge. So then that's when I came up with ledge. So then I was like, I want something else. You know what I'm saying? I want like a 2 or 3 syllable. So when somebody pronounce, you know what I'm saying? When they pronounce my name or say my name, you know what I'm saying? It'd be like a 2 or 3 syllable part to it. So I was like, you know what? I'm real spiritual. So I'm like into like the whole, you know what I'm saying? 7 chakras, your third eye, elevated minds, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So
yeah,
I added third eye to it. And then that's how, you know what I'm saying? That's how I birthed it. That's how third eye ledge became.
Okay. I was just wondering because I was like, okay, why did he? Because I know the earlier stuff I had the no ledge stuff, you know, information, and then he's like, oh no,
yeah.
Okay. I was being nosy.
ask me anything. That's your job, you know what I'm saying? Just don't, you know what I'm saying? Character assassinate me, you know what I'm saying? Like how they doing Bill Cosby right now.
I would never do that unless you did something that caused me to character assassinate you.
Yeah, don't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And, okay, so, I mean, we got the 2 clothing lines. We got the, well, it's 1 clothing line, Spades Genome, but we have different, I guess, sections or divisions to it.
Hey.
Make sure y'all go and get that from spacegenome.bigcartel.com. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. And what else? I mean, what else you want to talk about? The mixtape is coming. We got these freestyles. Y'all go check them out on SoundCloud. What else you got?
I'm also working on a solo mixtape too. The first mixtape that's about to drop on the years. I got me and a friend that's, you know what I'm saying, working on that. And we're trying to come up with a record label, too. We're trying to come up with a record label to ourselves. But me and him working on Front Runner, that'll drop on the years. But I also got a solo mixtape that I'm working on that'll probably drop at the end of next year called I'm not even going to tell you how the mixtape name, but, yeah, just know that I'm working on a solo mixtape as well. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I was about to say, if you're dropping that at the end of next year, that name going to change, like, 6 times before you can release it.
It's funny. I'm going to bring it with her before she even said the shit. But now, hopefully it won't,
yeah.
I mean, that's just a process, you know what I'm saying? Process of elimination of, you know what I'm saying? I might... You know, I might go on another spiritual journey, you know, and end up changing it again, you know what I'm saying? So.
And I'm not saying you, because it's you, you're going to change the name, but that's normally how it happens anyway, you know, when an artist.
That's how it happens anyway, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Just, you know, give it some time, and, you know what I'm saying, sit on it for a minute, and yeah.
Okay. So you're producing too?
Nah, that's
okay.
I don't produce.
Wow,
don't.
Something you don't do.
But I do cut hair though, you know what I'm saying? Come to my barbershop once, like, no, I'm just playing.
Good gracious. What? You got your own barbershop?
Nah, I'm just messing with you.
Okay. Do you own a soul food restaurant too? Because, like, when I come to D.C., I'll be looking for some real good food, like some good mambo wings, mambo sauce, all of that.
Yeah. You can actually go to America's Best Bistro or America's Best Wings for that.
Where is that? No, really, because I be trying to find the best sauce, like, you know.
That's probably not. I'm just messing. Now it's probably not in nowhere. They probably don't have one in North Carolina, but
no.
Yeah.
Okay, so like seriously, like this is like serious, straight up. I'm for real. What is the best place in Maryland, D.C. to get good mambo sauce?
The best place in Maryland?
Yeah.
The best place.
Who
yeah,
had the best mama?
You probably should any carryout. Go to a DC carryout though, because that's where the mumbo sauce. That's where it came from. You know what I'm saying? The mumbo sauce in DC. I don't know exactly what it's made out of. I know it's like ketchup, barbecue sauce, vinegar. Some I don't know, but yeah, you go to DC. I mean, if you go to any carryout in DC, they can have some bomb barbecue sauce. I mean, I said barbecue sauce, bomb mumbo sauce.
Yeah, that's not necessarily true unless I just be going to the wrong spots all the time. Because when I first started come driving to D.C. myself, like maybe about 10 years ago, it used to be this little spot. I'm going to tell you exactly where it is. Oh, my God, we like so off topic. But it used to be this little spot on the corner of Branch Avenue and
Branch Avenue?
I'm thinking it's Branch. It was, like, right on the corner in this little small shopping center. It was like a takeout, sandwich type place.
You talking about Branch Avenue? You're probably talking about over there by, like, close to, like, Old Silver Hill Road over there by.
Suitland or something like that. It was close to Suitland.
Pennsylvania
and Branch Cross. No.
I think so. I think so. I think they do.
No.
Yeah. Pennsylvania and Branch Avenue. I know Pennsylvania and I think Silver Hill Road I think Pennsylvania Avenue and Silver Hill Road cross. I don't be on that pot too much though. You know what I'm saying? As a kid, I moved all around Maryland. I moved so much. So you know, sometimes I might forget. But yeah, I do.
It was Danny's sub shop. It just came to me. They used
Danny's
to have the best.
Benny's? Oh god,
it was Danny's.
Danny's
it had to be Danny's.
I think I know. Yeah, I think I've been.
Yeah, it was like kind of hood. But they used to have the best mumbo sauce. Like every time I came up there before I left, I would make sure I got some to go. And these later years, it's like kind of hard to find. I think I went to like Yum's or Mom's or somebody. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's me and my mumbo sauce. I don't know how we got from cousin.
I don't know if that restaurant's still there. Or you can go to this joint. Called Mama Sons. You can go to Mama Sons on Mama Sons.
Okay. Where is that?
I think it's one on Bellhaven. I think it's on Bellhaven Drive. It's off of Sheriff Road on Bellhaven Drive inside the shopping center across the street from the Bellhaven Apartments. They call it Summer Ridge Apartments now, but you know everybody knows it as Bellhaven Apartments, but
is this D.C.?
You can go over there. Huh?
In D.C.? Or?
No, it's in Maryland. It's on the Maryland side on MLK, on Martin Luther King Highway.
Okay, I don't think I've ever been over there. Oh, yes, I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on Mama's side. Yeah. Or then you can go to, it's another one, I think it's a Jerry's. You can go to the Jerry's on Martin Luther King Avenue over there in Sea Pleasant. By the Sea Pleasant Rec Center.
Mm-hmm.
Right there before you get to the DC line. It's on MLK going up towards Addison Road. You can go over to that joint. It's called Jerry's. They got some good, you know what I'm saying, you know, mumbo sauce, Chinese food, whatever. Yeah.
Okay, I just like every time I go up there, I'm looking for good mumbo sauce. It's just because we don't really, you know, we don't have it down here. So,
you know, the funny thing is, you know, I've never been to North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah, I've been to South Carolina though. I've never been to North Carolina.
So you just came through North Carolina?
Probably it just probably rolled through. It was like, what's up? And then you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What part of South Carolina did you go to?
Myrtle Beach.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Yeah. Myrtle Beach, you know what I'm saying? It was some nice, good you know, weather. I got the little palm trees and whatnot and Myrtle Beach,
yeah.
Huh?
Was it bike week weather?
Nah, I don't think it was bike week. Nah, it wasn't bike week weather. But no,
I'd rather go to Virginia Beach.
Yeah, it was bike week weather, but it wasn't bike week.
Okay. Well, yeah. I've only been to Myrtle Beach once ever, and I don't really care for it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, tell everybody how to find you. You got some shout outs and dedications that you want to give out?
Yeah. I want to say thanks for everybody tuning in, man, listening to, you know, what I got to say, you know, and deliver. I want to shout out, first and foremost, I want to shout out to my mother, man. Love you, my dukes. I want to give a shout out to you know what I'm saying, all my fam on both sides, you know what I'm saying, my pops, everybody, man, who, you know, been with me through thick and thin, you know, who proud of me, you know what I'm saying, who think about me, everybody, man. And that's pretty much it. Make sure y'all download that From Merlin to Millions 2, From Merlin to Millions, Volume 1 and Volume 2 on Spinrilla by Ziploc Damo. Go get it, all right? Something is, I don't know what you want underneath a rock. You living underneath a rock or somewhere if you ain't go download it yet. All right? So make sure y'all go do that. Yeah,
Dollar?
Ziploc Damo. No,
oh, okay.
Ziploc Damo. D-O-M-O. And,
D-O-M-O.
Yeah. And make sure y'all, you know, everybody, just stay tuned, stay posted. Follow my Twitter. My Twitter is Third Eye Ledge. Follow my Instagram. My Instagram is Third Eye Ledge. My Tumblr is Third Eye Ledge. That's pretty much it. Go to my SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/ Third Eye Ledge. What else? That's pretty much it, man, you know?
Okay. Well, I appreciate you for coming by. Like, thank you for being so patient with me and
Praise
Radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sorry.
Thank you. I'm like, oh, my God, if I don't get this interview done. But
yeah.
I really do appreciate it. I'm going to
come back,
and,
though. I'll be back.
Yeah, definitely come back. Cause
I'll be back for sure.
For you to only have been rapping for like 3 days, I mean, you already got it.
I mean,
it.
I just
like,
started. Yeah, I just started. Like, I just started rapping yesterday. So.
About a week ago.
I just started rapping yesterday. You know, I mean, you know, it's. Yeah, I got bars. You know, bars for days.
Yeah, you killed the freestyle, so that's definitely what's up. And I'll be looking forward to all of the new music you have. Just make sure you send it to me.
Yeah, I will, most definitely. So, all right,
and
that's a wrap. You know, everybody, that's the end of the show. Closing off. And am I your last guest?
Yes, you are. And we're actually going to close it out with, we're going to play that freestyle again. So go ahead and introduce it for us.
I don't even think they're ready for it again.
They're ready. They might as well be ready.
I haven't even scratched the surface, man. Like, you know. But anyway, look, man, we're gonna close it out with Third Eye Ledge, man. The freestyle, the Drake Six God freestyle. We're gonna close it out with that. Hope y'all enjoy it again. For those who didn't listen to it, I hope y'all enjoy it. Go download it. Go listen to it. Do whatever you want to do with it. You know, play it to everybody. Play it to your grandmothers and your grandfathers too. the video. Oh, the Six God freestyle video. Y'all gotta go see that.
Oh, you have
too.
A video for this?
Yes, I have a video
it's
for it.
It's already out.
Yes, it's already out. The Six God freestyle video to the joint. Go to my YouTube. Go to
Third Eye Ledge channel on YouTube. Third Eye Ledge channel.
Okay. And I'll post the link for everybody to go check out that video. So, yeah, I am Crystal Love. I thank y'all for tuning in tonight. This is Monday Night, End of Night. Come back next Monday where we'll have more independent, newly signed, unsigned, underground, and underrated artists and producers coming to showcase their art. Six God Freestyle. We out.
Yeah. I'll admit it.
Throw that. 144, comma, 000. Am I your chosen one? Maybe got me feeling like a hero. Guitar player, pluck a hand, cooler, feeling like the man. The man got his ass ass that we normally wouldn't say. Got you feeling low, self-esteem about yourself. You a super fan, whooping, you got it so. And it's gold. Who told? I did. It's ledge. Motherfucker, watch your step. Are you keeping up? Listening to me like, what the fuck? You find me out what we expect. That's the sign, shit, I might be up next, bitch. Well, not really. That's just me being silly. Let me keep it humble, cause any minute I can promise, stay focused. Boy, get your ass in this huddle and watch me bust like a bubble, get on my level, grab a shovel, cause I buried this beat. I'm not new to this, I'm true to this. Get the snakes from around me, look up to the sky now, look around, look back down. You a world within the world, your body's a god. Oh my god, this is sad. You really never knew the abilities that you had until I picked up this pen and the pad. If you trying to figure out everything I just said, play it back. And like you gotta pay to play and participate. Eat what's on your plate, I'm coming straight out the gate. You can find me anywhere you wanna be. Yo, even see this beat got me feeling like SUEZ. Shit, it's tied up in the 301 right now. It's tied up in the 301. Call me last, don't forget it. So watch your step, that you get it. No one hit wonder like Emma. Are you keeping up with these lyrics? You can't get something from nothing the whole time. You had something, so don't give me that excuse saying you came from nothing. Grind, I get your money. Don't lose focus. It was coming. Always stay patient and humble, but always picture you hungry. Go.